Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. With more news on treatment for prostate cancer, we have with us Dr. Jeffrey Bogart. He's the professor and chair of the Department of Radiation Oncology, a professor of urology, and the co-director of the Prostate Cancer Program at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Bogart. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So I understand you're engaged in a study to explore a new treatment for prostate cancer. Tell us about that.
Well, the study is actually looking at a better way to give treatment for patients that have fairly early stage localized prostate cancer. And it's what we call a device study. It's actually looking at a special injectable gel that will potentially do a better job of protecting the normal area from radiation itself.
So you're specifically looking, though, at patients who are eligible for radiation therapy as one of the choices of therapy.
We are looking at patients who are interested in radiation therapy after learning about all the treatment options for their disease. And these patients will be having very advanced technology for radiotherapy. And this is an additional advance that should help to further protect from side effects from radiotherapy.
Well, let's just start to explain for our listeners, when we talk about radiation therapy, what's involved to begin with, for even apart from your special treatment?
So radiation therapy typically is a series of treatments that are very specialized, very focused on the area of cancer.
And they're getting x-ray?
And it's very high energy x-rays, quite different than when we take an x-ray picture of the chest or a CAT scan. It's much higher energy with the goal of killing off cancer cells. And we know there's a difference in radiation therapy being able to kill off cancer cells at the same time protect the normal cells, and that's why radiation therapy works, because the normal area can actually regenerate over time where the cancer cells really don't have that ability.
So currently that's what happens in most cases. But are there some side effects with the radiation therapy currently that are problematic?
So our ability to focus the radiation beam has really advanced in the last several years, really because of better computerization, better imaging studies. So we can do an excellent job with what's called intensity modulated radiotherapy, which lets us sculpt the radiation beam.
So and you really more closely guide it to really
absolutely.
What the
problem
cells.
Absolutely. We can really contour the dose of radiation around where the tumor is. And we also have something called image-guided radiotherapy, which allows us to take an x-ray picture or even a CAT scan every single day right in the radiation table to make sure that we're lined up properly as to where the tumor is.
So already the technology is quite advanced.
It's really advanced. Every few years we see a major advance. And we have two major systems for treating prostate cancer. One of the machines we have is called helicotomal therapy, which acts like a CAT scan in giving treatment. It's quite advanced, and we have the only system in the region. And the other treatment we have is called RapidArc, which is something similar by one of the other vendors.
But the point is that in any case, radiation therapy to the prostate right now is very effective.
It's very effective. We think it's similar to having surgery. And there is a lot of information that shows even long-term, the chance of getting rid of the cancer is quite similar for many patients, whether they choose to have surgery or radiation therapy. That being said, there is some difference in the side effects that one might expect with the two treatments. As radiation has advanced, the chance of having bad side effects has gone down dramatically. But still, we know in the area of the prostate, the prostate gland sits right between the rectum. Okay, that's actually how we feel the prostate is, by doing the rectal exam. And the bladder sits right on top, and the urethra where the urine flows goes right through the middle. This new study that we're doing actually allows us to inject a gel between the prostate and the rectum. So it actually moves the rectum further away from the prostate. So when we sculpt the radiation dose, the high dose of radiation no longer hits the rectum. And we hope that will mean fewer rectal side effects, such as diarrhea, irritation. And in some men, even with the best of treatment, there's a small risk of having some changes over time, even a year or two later, where they may have a little bit of bleeding. Generally, that's not a serious side effect, but occasionally it can be. With this advance, it's hoped that that will be minimized.
So this is a new treatment called SPACE-OR?
So it's called SPACE-OAR. okay? And what it is, it's a special gel that's actually injected, okay? And at the same time we do the injection, we also put three little markers in the prostate gland, which is typically done anyway. They're called fiducia markers or little gold markers, and they are there to help us set up the treatment each day. We know those markers are in the prostate. We can clearly see them on an x-ray, and we can compare x-rays every day during treatment to make sure we're lined up properly during the treatment.
Go ahead.
Because the prostate can move inside the body from one day to the next, so we want to know right before the treatment that we're right on target.
But the goal of the gel basically is to protect those healthy tissue.
That is correct.
It's around the potential, you know, unhealthy tissue or the cancer cells.
It's really to displace the rectum, which is attached to the prostate, further away. So when we use the advanced treatment, we do a better job of protecting the rectum.
So quickly, guys, I don't want to run out of time. How many days does it require someone to undergo this kind of radiation treatment?
So the treatment itself would be really a standard course of advanced radiation, which is typically in the range of 43 to 45 sessions. Each session takes about 10 to 15 minutes a day, and it's done on weekdays. Men otherwise go about their normal lives. Men that are working really continue to work. And the side effects are generally quite tolerable during treatment.
So you are now currently looking for people to participate in your study. It's an ongoing clinical study. It's going on right now?
That's correct. So this is a national study, and we'll be one of 20 institutions in the United States that will participate in the study. There have been similar studies already performed in Europe that look promising, and now the company is really investigating in the United States.
So how many people do you need? Well, so, you know, what's your sample?
So the total study will be a little bit over 200 patients.
That's at this site?
That's all together.
That's all sites.
And we're looking to, by the end of the year, get about 15 to 20 folks, or about 3 to 4 patients each month on the trial.
So now, who would be eligible for this trial? What kind of patients are you looking for?
So there are clear eligibility criteria, and it's generally men that have what we call fairly early stage prostate cancer, which means it could be either Gleason score 6 or 7, okay, and the PSA, which is a blood test, needs to be 20 or lower.
Okay, so anyone who's been really newly diagnosed with as you said, an early stage of cancer with those parameters could somehow participate in this study and have the opportunity to have this new, basically the cutting edge of treatment radiation.
That's correct. They may be eligible. We'd be happy to look in more detail at their precise characteristics, but they certainly may be eligible for the trial.
One thing I'd love to understand, or maybe we don't have very much time left, but when someone makes a choice between radiation and surgery, is that something they discuss with their doctor, and there are a lot of different criteria that go into that decision?
So everybody should really be talking about both radiation and surgery, because we can't tell any patient that one is necessarily the right treatment for them. So they should know all the options before making a decision.
Well, I thank you so much for coming in. It sounds like a very exciting thing that we're participating in, or that you're participating in here at Upstate. And it sounds like I'm sure that there are people out there, listeners, who would be very, very interested, if not participating, then finding out more about it. When do you expect to see the results?
Well, the trial will be completed hopefully by the beginning of next year. And the results should be available about 15 months after that.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Jeffrey Bogart. He's the professor of urology. He's the chair of the Department of Radiation Oncology and the co-director of the Prostate Cancer Program at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSBT.